I'm not sure whose idea it was, but it all seemed to make sense at the bottom of a vodka bottle. Sophia tripping over the cat, correcting herself with her bare arms outstretched, walking over to the fridge on tiptoes. A tipsy girl in floral panties, smudged red lipstick, and messy hair. All I can remember, through the haze of slurred words and the chinking of shot glasses, was that the sex had been amazing. "You're out of milk," she shouted, hanging off the fridge door like a sheet that had lost one peg on a clothesline. "There's some ice cream in the freezer. Maybe you can use that. I'm okay with black anyway. The stronger the coffee, the better." Well, I think that's how the conversation went. The new morning streamed through my bedroom window, waking me in the worst possible way. A dazzling beam of bright sunlight blinding my squinting eyes and my head pounding. I sat up out of bed, hovered for a matter of seconds, before collapsing back onto the pillows. Sophia danced into the bedroom, headphones on, and threw a bottle of water onto the bed. She flashed me a smile, did a little shimmy, and danced out of the room. She was wearing one of my shirts and nothing else. I felt a familiar stirring under the sheet, a hangover hard on. I reached for the bottle of water and cursed my stupidity for falling into the vodka trap. By now I should have known better than to try to keep up with her. I always paid a shocking price.
"You should think about hopping into the shower."
Sophia's shouted command from the lounge made me wince as a foggy memory descended over my fuzzy brain. I closed my eyes and visualized the promise I had made the night before. Now, I remembered. It had been my idea to take Sophia to the kitty club for lunch. What the hell had I been thinking? The codeine had finally kicked in, and I started to feel human again. Sitting in the white leather back seat of Sophia's silver Bentley, driven by her pretty assistant, Marie. My head propped up against the window, watching the trees whiz by. Sophia had arranged the ride while I was drowning in the shower, the cold water slapping my body back to life. Marie had also brought over a change of clothes for her.
"What do you think? Skirt short enough?"
I turned and gazed at Sophia's outfit. The grey woolen pleated skirt riding up, giving a flash of red satin panties. Her long black stockinged legs attached to a pair of pale pink stripper heels. Her look neatly finished off with a tight, body-hugging, buttoned white blouse.
"I think if you're going for kinky secretary chic, you've excelled yourself."
"Funny man. Let's see who has the last laugh when we get to the club."
I'd almost forgotten about why we were hurtling along the back country road. My dumb idea. I had never been to the kitty club but heard they served up a fabulous seafood lunch and swinging sex as dessert. There had been a write-up about the place in Outrageous magazine, and Sophia was all in when I casually mentioned it to her in between shots of vodka. Marie hit the horn. A group of ducks flew up from the road, narrowly missing the windscreen. She then spun the wheel, doing a handbrake turn, sliding the Bentley into a tight left-hand corner.
"Fuck! What the fuck?"
I yelled, my head slamming back into the headrest. Sophia grinned and patted my leg.
"Look, we're almost there," said Marie, laughing.
The Bentley slowed down to an elegant purr as it rolled up the gravel driveway, a row of conifer trees lining the sides. I could see a sandstone manor perched on a hill in the near distance.
"It looks so gorgeous,"
Sophia sighed,